present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in Guildford in the fine county of Surrey. Guildford was for two centuries the capital of the West Saxon kingdom and was the scene for the coronation in 978 of Ethelred the Unready, who was crowned wearing a shower cap dripping under a bath towel. Victorian Guildford became an industrial town and was the original manufacturing base for Chubb Locks, which did so much to cut down the fish thefts in the area. According to the town's official history, the writer P.G. Woodhouse was born in Guildford in 1881, quote, while his mother was here. What a sad loss to medical science the writer of that gem must have been. A famous company operating here for many years was Dennis Brothers, who built double-decker buses. Both brothers died in 1939, within days of each other. Isn't that always the way with bus manufacturers? In the 1970s, Guildford University was in the vanguard of what we now call political correctness. Disparaging comments about race and gender were outlawed, as were jokes about old age. But they're not alone here in finding nothing to laugh at in elderly people. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Jeremy Hardy. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Okay, well, we're going to start this week with a roundabout the time my stammer came back. The speech impediments aren't a subject for comedy. Jokes about stammering are a big, big no-no. Instead, the teams are going to play the game called Down the Pan Alley, where they suggest titles of songs which would have been guaranteed flops. So, Barry, you could start.
How do you solve a problem like diarrhea?
Tim?
There's a flop in Germany. Give Greece a chance.
Jeremy?
You were always on my to-do list.
Graham?
I am the walnut.
Portaloo sunset.
Everything I do it for money.
Hey, Jew.
Sexual Ealing.
I know him. Oh, well.
I bet you look good on the pub floor.
By the rivers of Babbacombe.
Killing me softly with his thong.
Didn't we have a lovely time the day we went to Croydon?
Bob the Builder with little costume.
Mild thing.
Ever fallen in love with someone with whom you should not have fallen in love?
I let a fart in San Francisco.
I want to hold your gland.
Bat out of hull.
Horse with no mane.
Well, the teams are going to sing for us now in the round called One Song to the Tune of Another. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Listeners will be interested to learn that Colin is also a prolific classical composer and recently performed his 22nd symphony. Everyone agreed 20 seconds was quite long enough. Okay, so we'll start with you, Barry. I'd like you to sing the words of Sex on Fire by the Kings of Leon, to the tune of the Dam Busters March.
Sex is on fire!
Oh, thank you very much, Barry. That was good. And thank you for clapping along. That really started to feel like a night out in Guildford, didn't it? So it's you now, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of Barbie Girl by Aqua to the tune of Strangers in the Night.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. In imagination, life's your creation. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie boy world. A blonde single girl in the fantasy world. Dress me up, take your time. I'm your dolly. You're my doll. Rock and roll, feel the glamour and piss me, watch, touch me. The hanky panky, you can touch. You can play, you can say I'm always your own. I'm a Barbie. Okay.
It's your turn now, Graham. And can you sing the words of You'll Never Walk Alone to the tune of Oh, I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside?
Storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on, though the wind walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart and you'll never walk alone. Thank you.
It was one clap to the rhythm of another. Well, finally, it's Jeremy's turn. Jeremy, I'd like you to sing the words of My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas to the tune of I Vow to Thee My Country.
What you can do with all that junk, all that junk inside your trunk. I'm a get you drunk, get you love drunk off my humps. My humps, 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 my lovely little lady lumps. Check it out, what you gonna do with all that ass inside them jeans? I'm a make you scream, make you scream, make you scream.
The next game is about new neighbours moving in. Tim was telling us he recently woke up to find a Romany traveller and family had set up camp in the field next to his house. If I'd realised we'd be living next door to a serial unemployed layabout living off state handouts, we'd never have come here, said the Romany traveller. Okay, one team will play removal men, delivering to the house next door, while the other team will be nosy neighbours observing and trying to guess who the new homeowners might be. So you can go first, Tim and Jeremy, and you're to be the removal men. The identity of Tim and Jeremy's new homeowner will now be displayed to the theatre audience via the laser display board and the mystery voice for the listeners at home.
Oh. Silvio Berlusconi. Silvio Berlusconi.
OK, Tim and Jeremy, would you start moving in the new owner's possessions now?
Cool. Blimey, give us a hand with this.
Hey, where's the ton? What is it?
It's hair dye.
Oh.
It's got a load of skincare products here as well.
Yeah, Rancil and Cuprinol. Yeah. Looks like he's having some parties. What's that thing?
That's a remote.
What, to control the telly?
And the newspapers.
What's in that filing cabinet?
So there are tax returns that haven't been filled in. And birth certificates that haven't been filled in.
Look, he's left his jacket here.
What's that in his pocket?
Oh, the chief of police.
Ah. Oh.
Allegedly.
Our curtains are twitching there.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Pull yourself together, yes.
Italian?
Yes.
Hair dye?
Yes.
Yep.
Tan. Police in his pocket?
Yes.
Tan.
We're getting a round of applause for repeating what they said.
Okay, it's Sophia Loren. We've got it.
Silvio Berlusconi.
Yes. Yeah.
It's your turn to be removal men now, Barry and Graham. The identity of Barry and Graham's new homeowner will now be displayed to the theatre audience via the laser display board, while here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Edwina Curry. Edwina Curry.
Right, we're moving in this lady. What have you got there?
Ball gowns.
Well, it's a whole rack of them, isn't it? Ball gowns, yeah.
Not worn, apparently.
Most of them haven't been worn at all. Most of them, no, that's quite right.
They've stylish,
still,
though.
They've
in
still
a way.
Got the labels on. Style at pound stretchers.
Yeah. What's that?
I don't
Small
know.
Red tent.
A pair of red knickers, that's what that is.
Oh, right.
You were misled by the reinforced gusset,
yes,
I expect.
Yes, yes.
And here's another pair of knickers. They're pale grey for some reason.
No, I'll take your. Oh, yeah. I'll take you find the Y front.
Y front, oh, right.
There's a message on the front.
Message, what does that say?
Wish you were here.
Oh,
oh look, record album.
Oh, that's nice. What is it?
Sammy Davis and Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh.
Called Salmonella. Up all night.
Yeah. And, oh, look at this. No, look, look, she's got a self-help DVD. Is called How to Be Charming and Sexy. Still in its cellophane.
Yes. Well, that's all the stuff in.
It's Oswald Mosley. It's Edwina Curry.
It is. Yeah.
Well, the next game is called Word for Word. It's where each team takes it in turn to exchange a series of unrelated words while the opposing team tries to spot a connection between any of these words. So, for example, if the word witch was followed by the word hazel, that would be disallowed, as Witch Hazel is a consumer magazine for squirrels. Or, indeed, if lunch was followed immediately by dinner, you'd know we've got Eamon Holmes on the show. So off you go, Tim and Jeremy.
Mastic.
Boyhood.
Mattress.
Blancmange.
Elevation.
Graham has...
I mean, if you're practising your trampolining, you get enormous elevation from a blancmange mattress.
That's a fairly accurate observation. Right. Well done, Graham.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you can take over now, Graham.
Sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
No, that was my word. So,
belligerent.
Nevertheless.
Diatribe.
Because.
Funicular.
Then.
Tim.
Hesitation.
No, you can carry on, Barry and Graham.
All right.
Kangaroo.
Hop.
Yes, Jeremy.
A kangaroo might like to go to a dance, which in America is sometimes called a hop.
A hop thing.
Yes, yes. I think that's... I'll give you that, Jeremy.
I
that's very
see
good.
That.
Yeah.
Crumpet.
Plinth.
Owl.
Death.
Thong.
Chocolate.
Beret.
Platitude.
Cardigan.
Death.
Graham.
There is nothing more platitudinous than a duck-billed platitude.
Yes, there is a connection there, I think. Mm. Rather silly of you not to notice it, I thought. Graham and Barry, and please be assured this won't go on for very much longer.
Jack?
Yes?
That was my word.
Oh. Every time.
Listen.
Ear.
Nose.
Suicide.
All right. I wonder what this does. Oh!
It ends the game.
Well, the next game is called Hold Your Breath. And if it's top-line entertainment you're after, then don't. So at the count of three, the teams will take a deep breath to see who can hold it the longest. So, one, two, three, breathe in.
I'm sorry. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Sorry.
Oh, it's me.
Barry? Barry? And Barry's the winner. Well, the next game is called Spot the Sig. The name was adapted from a different game called Spot the Stig, which they play on Top Gear. Each week, Jeremy Clarkson teases his audience about who their mystery test driver might be, while the viewers scratch their heads trying to decide whether it's a monkey's or a toss they couldn't give. By the way, for anyone who's never seen Top Gear, we should explain, well done. In Spot the Sig, the team's challenge is to identify the name of a programme simply by hearing its signature tune, okay? So, here's the first one.
I know that one.
Yes.
That's Traffic Island Discs.
Okay, well done.
Yeah.
Correct. Let's have another one.
I know that. That's Coronation Street.
Yeah. Okay. How about this one then?
The Muse Quiz.
Yes, that's right, that well-known show that you used to be on. Well, here's another one.
Ow! Ah! Ooh, ah! Ooh! Ow! Ow!
All right, that sounds like hemorrhoids.
It is, yes, quite right. What about this one, then?
Nuclear test match special.
It is quite right to his team, yeah. Anyone guess this one?
Call my guff.
All right, listen to this then.
There you are,
bang on time.
Oh, that's Tales of the Expected.
Well, it is. And finally...
Could that be Trinidad's Army?
There you go, Rob. The teams are going to work in pairs now, like old married couples. It's often said that when a couple have been together a long time, one will finish the other's sentence. Like Rosemary West, for example. The teams are going to write letters to each other now. Most writing these days is done electronically, but as a young scriptwriter, Tim recalls banging away at a typewriter, stopping every few hours to change ribbons. Of course, he had a lot more hair back then. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start by composing a letter from King Harold to William the Conqueror, and then Tim and Jeremy will come up with a reply and so on. However, the challenge is that the letters must be constructed by each panellist, alternating one word at a time. So off you go, Barry and Graham.
Dear William, I am curious
to
know
what
your
plans
are,
because
I
have
heard
rumours
that
you
are
planning
to
invade
the
country
which
I
rule.
So,
look
here.
When
you
come home...
When you what?
It's the acoustics. Come.
That's what I thought you said. Will
you
kindly
let
me
know
in
advance
so
we
can
arrange
our
deck chairs?
Unfortunately,
the
deck chairs
are
chargeable
at
6 pence
per
hour. The measure of time.
I intend
to
prepare
for
your
arrival
with
my
donkey,
which
is
called
Ned,
and
also
called
Edward.
But
mainly
called
Harry.
So
there
we
will
go
forward
and
backward
and
sideways,
although
we
will
not
go
upwards
to
meet
our
fate
and
our
optician.
So
see
you
shortly.
Bye.
Bye.
For
now,
yours,
Harold
Regis.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
No, mother. Cher
Harold,
how
the
devil
are
you
today? I like
you
very
much,
so
I
am
coming
with
my
croissant.
Just
in
case
you
do
get
hungry.
Also,
I
will
bring
some
donkeys.
Because
you
have
several
donkeys
with
no
idea
of
love.
My,
how
my
big
donkeys
will
love
your
donkeys.
And
also,
I
will
love
your
donkeys.
Because
I
am
French.
If
you
want
something
more
from
me,
then
you
must
fax
me at
d
the office. Because...
my...
donkey...
can...
answer...
faxes...
on...
Tuesdays.
But...
not...
on...
Wednesdays...
is...
able...
able?
Able.
if...
you...
know...
what...
I...
mean...
lots...
of...
love...
from...
Guillaume.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. Well, there is just time to fit in a round for the sweet-toothed. Coincidentally, Jeremy... yeah.
Welcome to the sound of mucus.
Anything else you want to get off your chest, Baz?
Coincidentally, Jeremy has recently learned how to make shoe pastry, but there aren't that many people who want shoes made out of pastry. So, team's suggestions, please, of movie titles to delight a sweet-toothed audience. Barry, you can start.
Dial M for Werther's.
Graham?
Stanley Kubrick's A Chocolate Orange.
Tim?
The Bourneville Ultimatum.
Kung Fu Pan au Chocolat.
Petit Four, Horseman of the Apocalypse.
Marathon Man, recently remade as Snickers Man.
The Guns of Toblerone.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desserts.
Battle of the Little Creamhorn.
V for Viennetta.
Spotted Dick Tracy. Oh.
Bring me the fudge of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the chilly rambler of time pulls on the jersey of fate and the farmer of destiny tells him to stop molesting his cattle, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the team, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Guildford...